Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top eight pubs in all of California. Today, we visit one of the most unique cats on the Coastside, and it's been a chore herding this cool cat. It's Dirk Sell, fresh from the Harvest Festival in early October and a fixture on the local music scene for some time now. I've been bugging Dirk to get on Carousel for over 2 years, and he says, yeah, Mike, as soon as I have new material. Well, that moment is today. We're going to hear three songs from his new album, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera, called Dirk Sells Out. You're laughing already in the interview. This is great, Dirk. Great to see you. It's been a while. I know I played your song Winter a few years back when you produced it at Studio E in Montera, and you got three new songs we're going to play today. I said in the intro, it's like herding a cat with getting you in the studio.
It's been a while. The project has taken a long time. I know we wanted to talk after the album was finished. I just finished it in June. So it's been out for a few months now.
Is it because you're a perfectionist or because you're so soulful? We're going to talk about a lot of cool things today on Coastside Carousel. And I feel like you're one of the deeper artists I've ever interviewed.
Oh, that's very sweet. I am not a perfectionist. What really happened is that when I got together with Rich Pearsall at Studio E, we both started this project and we both learned together. We learned so much over the 4 years, almost 4 years that it took to do this. And we kept coming back to it and refining it and making it better and the sequencing and which songs are we going to use. And it was just so much fun adding more instrumentation. Like, oh, I met this violin player. Let's add him. I met a pedal steel. Wow, where can we add that? And it was just fun from the beginning to the end. And Rich is really the perfectionist. And so it was a really good balance between just wild creativity and sonic perfection. And he's so good at what he does, and he's so driven by finding the right sound and getting the right feeling. So it took a while, and at no point did we ever feel like this was something we have to finish, you know, until we got very close to the finish line. Then we're like, okay, let's push it over.
Where did you grow up? What were you listening to as a kid that imbues you with the music you play now?
I grew up in New York. My father was an amateur musician. He had a guitar laying around the house most of the time, and he wanted me to learn to play guitar, so he started me on a violin at a very young age. And I didn't really take to that, and then I moved to the guitar, and I didn't really take to that. But it was always around, and I'd always played a little bit. I got lessons for years, but it never really took off till after college. I just really became engrossed in music probably about 20 years ago and started writing songs. And I figured if I have any contribution to give to the world of music, it won't be through musicianship. I'm not a great musician by any standard, but I can write some lyrics. And I always wanted to be a writer. And I have a lot of interesting stories to share. And I figured music was a great way to share those stories.
Perfect segue. Let's talk about Long Haul. What is that about? And then we'll play it for the Coastside Carousellers.
Well, you know, the album is full of an interesting balance of old songs and new songs, and Long Haul is a new song. And some songs come from stories, some songs come from chord sequences, and some songs come from riffs. And this song came from a riff. I had this really cool riff that I liked, and I just kept working on it, and then the words just kind of poured out of me. And the song happened while we were writing the album. And it's always important to have a few up songs. I mentioned my bio, I really like ballads, and I write way too many ballads because life kind of works at the speed of a ballad. But when an up song comes, when something that has some energy and some feel to it comes along, you really focus more on that and get that to the finish line. And this one came so quick. It was wonderful.
It's Dirk Sell on KHMB's Coastside Carousel. This is a toe tapper called Long Haul on KHMB.
Thank you. what we'll do. We said we were in it for the long haul. Lord, just keep me headed home to you. Well, I ain't no Billy Big Rigger, but I can hold my own.
Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Mike Dale with you, and this is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Coast Side venues at which they play. Dirk Sells with me today. There was Long Haul. It's a new album called Dirk Sells Out. I don't think you're a sellout at all, Dirk. You're not a sellout at all.
Actually, that was the working title, Dirk Sells Out.
Well, you gave it to me on the email.
Oh, did I really?
Yes,
oh, goodness.
Did.
Okay, well, that
okay,
was
okay, so it's not
early.
Dirk Sells Out?
It's not. That's funny.
Oh, what is it going to be?
It's an eponymous title, Dirk Sell, Dirk Sell. It's really funny because that was the final little layer we had to add on the album at the end. And I had been obsessing over the title of this album for years. And I had a list of 100 possible titles. And I brought them into Rich, and sweat was rolling off my head, like, what are we going to call this album? And he's like, well, why don't we just self-title it? And I thought, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. Let's
do
that.
Oh my God. We talked about before we played Long Haul how you're a soulful guy. And you did mention just a moment ago how you maybe write too many ballads. You even said that in your little bio to me. You're thinking a lot. When you're writing, I've always heard, and I'm not a musician, that when you have a ballad or a kind of a melancholy song, usually they're in minor chords. Is that where you're writing mostly in?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Love minor chords. I feel that that's where the real beauty happens and real harmony. To my ears. And yeah, I mean, the songs that I fixate on and from my history, songs like Angel from Montgomery by John Prine or Amazing Grace, these century-old songs, they are definitely minor key ballads that I really enjoy.
Full of feeling,
yes.
and emotion in your body. I told you in the email, Amazing Grace, I hear it, I cry every time. It doesn't matter who sings it, right?
Yeah, and I get goosebumps when I hear Angel from Montgomery to this day. It's just something about it just really connects.
Okay, much more to talk about, but we're talking about kind of melancholy ballad music. Here's your new one called Dark Before the Dawn. Who's on vocals with you on this one?
Marie Hillman, who is a local musician. I met her at Cameron's Open Mic. She's been singing there for years and years. She just had a baby named Seamus. Congratulations. I brought her in, and she was just so wonderful. She's on several of the tracks of the album. And then another backup singer named Kelly Tan.
This is a gorgeous ballad, Carousellers, called Dark Before the Dawn on KHMB.
There's a dark before the dawn, when it's cold and you're alone.
cut you to the bone. It's hard to see what's going on. And when you're feeling hopeless and the walls are closing in, it's not hopeless, it's just the dark before the dawn. It's the dark before the dawn.
Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM, AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. Mike Dale sitting in with you and Dirk Sell on the other microphone here, having a great time and talking about his brand new album, just called Dirk Sell. When you were growing up, what were you listening to, Dirk?
Well, the song that really kept me going through my learning stage was The Weight by The Band. And I just thought, what wonderful lyrics, what a wonderful rhythm, nice open chords with one minor bar chord in there. So it's challenging. The first album I ever owned as a probably a preteen was the Bay City Rollers. Do you remember that one?
I do. We played here on KHMB.
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. Night.
But, you know, I listen to Bay City Rollers. I'm looking at you now and I hear your music and I don't, the twain shall never meet. I don't get it.
No, the first albums that really had an effect on me really was my freshman year in college, where I had to call the radio station and ask them what they were playing. And the first was the Southbound by the Allman Brothers and the Brothers and Sisters albums. And the second one was a Little Feat album, Waiting for Columbus. I heard Spanish Moon on that and I was like, that is the music that talks to me the most, kind of this southern swampy rock. I still love it to this day.
Now, most of the Coastsiders here have dual jobs, meaning you're musicians at heart, but you have to have a day job at the same time. When you're at your day job, whatever that may be, I don't even know what you guys do for the most part. Are you always thinking about music while you're at work?
The great thing about songwriting in particular is that you can do it laying in bed, you can do it on a walk, you can do it almost any time. And so, yeah, I'll work out songs in my mind before I go to bed. In the morning, you know, I can sing the entire song in my head and look for improvements or new lyrics.
What inspires you?
Oh boy, good question. I mean, mostly a lot of my songs involve some sort of beauty, natural beauty. The song Winter, for example, is all about natural beauty and how much I love winter. A lot of the songs I'm writing lately are about, alpine scenes. I do a lot of hiking. I'm outdoors a lot. In fact, that's a great time to write songs. And so it just naturally kind of filters through.
All right. We're going to play another song right now. This one's called Zephyr. Tell me about that one.
Oh, boy. Zephyr is a true life story about a train ride I took to Green River, Utah. And the train stopped right outside of San Quentin. And these guys got on the train. And man, did they have weird energy. This one guy in particular. And he came down, sat near me. You could just tell he just didn't have, something wasn't right. And he, and it was very strange energy. And so I tried to capture that energy in the lyrics of this song.
All right, let's hear it now. This is called Zephyr. It's Dirk Cell on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Watch the city slide away. We were stopped just east of San Quentin when a man climbed aboard the train. Man, he stared right through me. He had a wild look in his eye. And it was clear to me that he was just let free after a long time on the inside. A faded pink carry-on bag that the prison must have given him for free, and he held it close as he made his way to seat in front of me. And I sat there and I wondered what part of me would remain if I had seen the things this man had seen before he stepped aboard this train. From the tattoos and the muscles, it was clear he'd seen his share of pain. And I had to pray that he was on his way home again. All night, looking over the shoulder, couldn't get to sleep at all. Guarding his few possessions like they were treasures from the Taj Mahal. And I sat there and I wondered what part of me would remain if I had lived the life this man. We pulled up to my station. I was eager to get off the train. Taking that man to Lord knows where to start his life again. As I walked away, I wondered if our lives were exchanged. Would I fear my own freedom? And would he be stepping off this train?
Community, your voice, you got it on KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Yes, this is Coastside Carousel, giving local musicians a sanctuary to talk about their music. I'm Mike Dale, and Dirk Sell is with me today. Long time coming. Oh, my God. I had to beat his head to get him in the studio, and it was well worth it. You are so talented, my friend. I just can't take it.
Oh, thank you.
Now, why are you hiding yourself? I never see you at local gigs other than helping Rich Pearsall at Harvest Fest, which you did in 24, but you played at Harvest Fest in 2025.
I'm playing there this year as well at the Songwriter Circle. Yeah, I've been focused. I love performing. I love connecting with small groups, and I love playing with other players, but my focus is really on songwriting. It's really where most of my energy goes into.
Thank you for coming in today and sharing your heart and your compassion and your love for music.
Thank you so much, Mike, and thanks for keeping the flame alive of radio and being a DJ out here. It's really wonderful to have this as part of our community.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.